You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 300.
On Flopcast.300. Wow!
Yes, hello, Cornflake.
300 shows, Kevin.
This is Flopcast episode 300.
300 flop shows.
It's another milestone episode. Not as big as 251.
I'll grant you that.
The last big number that we hit, and probably the biggest number there is, episode 251. That would have been about 49 weeks ago.
Yeah, that was a huge deal.
Yeah, that was it. It's all been downhill from there. But the 300 is still pretty big, though.
Yeah.
That's 300 weeks of the Flopcast, because we've done a show every single week.
For 300 weeks.
300 weeks. It's crazy.
It is.
It's just crazy. We should say, we didn't know at the time that we were recording last week. Last week was our memorial show, and we were suspicious at the time that that could turn into our longest show ever, and now, yes, it was.
Yep.
It was, in fact, that went over the two-hour mark. We've never done a show longer than 2 hours before, until last week, the memorial show, looking back on everyone we lost in 2017. That's the longest Flopcast ever.
I looked at my podcast player after I downloaded the show and I thought there was some sort of mistake. So I've never seen anything quite like that out of our little podcast.
Yeah, meanwhile, over on the Earth Station 1, they're saying, yeah, we do a two-hour show every week, you know.
Right.
But for us, we almost couldn't take it.
That is a really long time to sit still.
So episode 300 today, we're going to celebrate by doing a much, much shorter show.
I think that's an excellent plan. And we're also going to get to celebrate a little bit by going back to our classic edition of National Whatever Day.
Yeah, this has been the last 20 weeks, all through the 280s and all through the 290s. We were doing National Whatever Days about the 80s and about the 90s. That's all done. We're back to Whatever Day Classic. Cornflake, what do you have for episode 300 for National Whatever Day?
February 5th is World Nutella Day.
Nutella.
Nutella.
I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's Nutella with the long U sound.
Some people call it Nutella.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever even said it out loud, but in my brain it's always been Nutella.
It looks like Nutella.
Yeah, but you say Nutella. Have you ever heard anyone in any official capacity, like from the company, say the word out loud so we can get a definitive ruling? Like Joseph Nutella, founder of the company, back in 1922, did he ever say the name out loud, his family name?
I had to learn a thing or two about Nutella to talk about it. And I would say the only person I've ever heard discuss this spreadable hazelnut chocolate delightful thing is my best friend Laura, who introduced me to Nutella. So I would take her word for it that's Nutella.
So have you tried it?
Have I tried it?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Very little. I've seen it in the stores, you know, because I go out to the stores and get supplies. I've never bought it. I had it about a year ago. For maybe the first and only time that I can think of. It was fine, I guess. We were at a dinner, I think this was after the Women's March, and we were at the Regal Beagle in Boston.
Nice.
You know, pretending that we were Jack Tripper, just like on Three's Company. And they had this dessert. It was like little donut things, but with Nutella to dip it in.
Mm-hmm.
We had that for dessert.
Mm.
Yeah. So it was served to me like in a fancy upscale 70s sitcom themed restaurant. And that might be the only time I had it.
But in the event that you had not had Nutella before, I didn't feel like I could talk about it.
Yeah.
Without having a what's in the bag.
Are you packing Nutella over there in that bag?
Have I ever done a what's in the bag during National Whatever Day? I don't think I have.
This is unprecedented in 300 episodes. But these are like weird little packs. There's three of them.
Not a drac pack, but a snack pack.
Yeah. Why are there three? Should I juggle?
Oh, you could. But I thought maybe the mayor would like one.
That's true. Yes.
Nutella and go.
These are like little single serving packs, I guess.
Yep.
Okay, so they've got like little cookies in them.
Yeah.
And you dunk them in your Nutella.
Vectors for the Nutella.
Weird. There's a Despicable Me minion.
Yes.
Right on the label. That's weird.
And I've got Agnes holding her unicorn, her fluffy unicorn.
Oh, they're different. Mine. Oh, yeah. They're all different on each.
A little
container.
Bit different because yeah. I'm a Despicable
okay,
Me.
Okay, I'm gonna switch. I like this one better. This one over here is a
the like minion a with the ball and chain,
striped shirt, and a ball and chain prisoner minion. Looks like the Hamburglar.
It just felt wrong to talk about something that I find to be so delicious and to not bring any.
I'll tell you who the biggest Nutella fan is that I know. Not someone we know terribly well, but a friend of the show, friend of the dementia scene, Remy D.
Oh.
Formerly of the Consortium of Genius.
Aha.
Down in New Orleans. She's a huge fan of this stuff, I happen to know.
I do like Nutella desserts.
She might even know how to pronounce it. All right, well, thanks for the what's in the bag, right? We've got a segment right in the middle of another segment.
Happy World Nutella Day.
All right, to us all. All right, so where were we? We were celebrating episode 300 of the Flopcast.
Yes.
What are we doing? You had some 300 thoughts? Thoughts about episode 300 or the number 300?
Yeah. I know that there is a movie called 300.
Yes.
It's not.
The movie came out in 2007, I think.
Yeah. Not the kind of movie I would normally go out of my way to see.
Ancient warriors battling the Spartans.
Yes.
I didn't see it.
Little on the gory side.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I discovered only in doing research for this show, that it was based on a comic book.
It was based on a comic book called 300, yes, by Frank Miller.
I had no idea.
Yeah, writer and artist Frank Miller, who also did the Dark Knight Returns classic Batman story. Back in the 80s, he did Sin City, which they've also made a couple of movies out of.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, they did a whole episode of Earth Station 1 about Frank Miller just a few weeks ago. But yeah, he made the movie. So you saw this movie.
I did, and
wow,
I liked
shocked.
It. Yeah, as gory as it was, yeah. I liked it more than
did
I thought
like
I was
it?
Going to. I think some of the critics had a problem with it because they thought it should have been more action and less trying to make it look nice.
Mm. There was a lot of violence and gore.
Quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Heads going flying. Mm. Not my cup of proverbial tea.
I heard that instead of using blood, they used Nutella.
Huh.
You can't tell.
Who'd have thunk it?
Sure. There's some trivia for you. I never saw the movie, but strangely, I did see a panel about the movie with the stars of the movie on stage.
Wow.
I was at WonderCon in San Francisco just after this movie came out, and they had Gerard Butler and Lena Headey, or Headey, how do you say her last name?
I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
Lena Headey / Headey. She's on Game of Thrones now. She's one of the big stars on Game of Thrones.
Yes.
The two of them were there doing a talk about the movie on stage, and I walked into the room, I think, because I must have been waiting for something that was going to happen after they were done talking about 300. So I saw the stars discuss the movie, but I never saw the movie itself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, the movie 300 was the first thing that came to mind when I was thinking about episode 300. And then I was like, what do I have 300 of that I could talk about on the show?
You have 300 of something.
I do have exactly 300 of something.
Exactly 300 of something.
Right now.
That's weird. Let me think. Chickens?
Not yet. I gotta get that number up.
Do you have another 297 of these little Nutella packs somewhere?
I do not. This is fun letting you guess, though.
Yeah,
what do you think I could possibly have 300 of?
Let me think. You've done 300 episodes of the Flopcast.
Right.
Did I say chickens?
You did. You guessed chickens.
Wow. All right, let's turn all the cards over. What do you have exactly 300 of? Oh, toes. Toes.
300 toes.
Yeah.
And 300 toenails to go on them. So remember my New Year's resolution from last year? Was to find a new podcast every month that I like to listen to. It happens that at this moment in time, I have exactly 300 podcast episodes on my phone.
Okay.
From various different shows
that I
listen
to. You're not listening regularly to 300 separate podcasts.
No, I've got 300 episodes of varying podcasts.
Okay, so just at this moment, you happen to have 300 podcasts on reserve. That's a lot.
Ready to listen to.
Wow. That's going to take a long time.
It is. But I drive a lot.
All right.
I figured I might mention some of the podcasts that I have on there.
Okay. Not all 300 of them.
Oh, well,
we're trying to do a shorter show than last week.
I have Circle Round, Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Beaver, Dear Sugars, Dig Me Out, Everyday Ethics, Freakonomics, a show called How to Fix, Kyle and Luke Talk About Tunes, WMNF Live Music Showcase, Luca Carey's Bad Rapport, Manic Mondays, Nancy, Saturday Morning Media, Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, which is a really cool show with indie rock for indie kids. I love it. Strange Animals Podcast with our friend Kate Shaw. Tell Me About Your Song. Earth Station DCU, Earth Station 1, the podcast, of course. The Fump, a podcast I recently discovered called Hot Chicken, which I looked into it just because it has the name chicken in it. The Mortified Podcast, The Moth, The Nerd Bliss Podcast, Pod of Destiny, and The Struggle Boss. In between all these shows, I have 300 episodes of podcasts on my phone downloaded, ready to listen to.
That is crazy. One question, Nancy. There's a show called Nancy.
There is a show called Nancy.
Is that just someone reading each day's Nancy strip out of the newspaper?
That would be
something. I would listen to that.
No, Nancy is a podcast celebrating all things LGBTQIA. Ah,
okay. Sure.
Recently, they talked about BoJack Horseman right around the time that Kyle and Luke Talk About Toons was talking about BoJack Horseman, and now I really want to watch that show. So I imagine that some of these are ones that you like, too.
Absolutely. A bunch of those I know and listen to regularly. Not all of them. I don't have that kind of time.
I drive a lot.
Here's what I brought that's rather 300-themed. You remember for episode 251, I pulled out a giant stack of comic books, which were issue number 251 of various comic book series. Well, I did that again for 300, but you can see it's a much, much smaller stack.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because who cares? 251 is such a special number that you want all those comic books. These are the comics that I had on hand that were issue number 300, and they're all from DC Comics, because I'm a DC guy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're all from the 70s and 80s, I think. But there's only six of them. I've got Wonder Woman number 300.
That is a snazzy cover.
Cool cover, yeah. It's got the whole Justice League is on there, and the Teen Titans. One thing, though, that you should check out on the back cover, there's a scene where you can see a Wonder Woman is riding on a giant kangaroo.
Whoa!
So that's pretty good. They had giant kangaroos on Paradise Island.
Hmm.
I like that the invisible plane is featured on the cover as well.
I like that her lasso extends from the front of the cover to the back of the cover.
It's a cool cover, yeah. Kind of the inside front cover, that's a picture by George Perez.
Nicely done.
I did a panel at Dragon Con about Wonder Woman with George Perez, remember?
That, for a DC fan, must have been...
This is all coming together.
Just mind-blowing.
That's Wonder Woman number 300 from back in 1983, I think. Yes. This one is World's Finest Comics number 300 from 1984.
What is World's Finest
World's
Comics?
World's Finest Comics, if it was Superman and Batman together.
Hmm.
So it'd be a big story with the two of them working together.
Were they friendly?
Back then they were.
Okay.
Yeah, they've kind of made them a little more... Yeah, in more recent years. The climax of which was the horrifying Batman versus Superman movie from a couple of years ago. But back in the good old days, they were the best of friends. Here's an ad for a Qbert home video game right in the middle. That's probably the best part of the whole comic, is you can buy Qbert.
Qbert.
Buy Qbert to play at home.
What a great picture
of
Qbert.
Now available from Parker Brothers.
Was that a lobster riding a motorcycle?
Probably. Why wouldn't it be? That's World's Finest Comics. Look at this one. Here's the Legion of Superheroes, number 300. This was a team of teenage superheroes in the future. They went back in time and recruited Superboy,
mm-hmm.
young Superman as a boy, to come to the future, to the 30th century, to join the Legion of Superheroes. This was the craziest group. They had, like, Bouncing Boy, so the big round dude in the front. Bouncing Boy. And his superpower is that he can bounce. You can see in the middle of the comic, there's a full-page ad for Bubble Yum.
Great Bubble Yum.
Are you a fan?
Power of suggestion right now. I definitely want
some. Sure. You could dip it in some Nutella and then pop it in.
Don't know how I feel about that.
Look at the back, though. Back cover, Tron. This is the M-Network Tron home video game for the Atari.
Can't distract me now. I want Bubble Yum.
Hey, here's the Flash number 300. This is from 81, I believe, 1981. Another giant, long, crazy Flash story, but you can see on the cover again, it's a double cover, takes the front and the back, and he's just running at super speed and punching out all his classic Flash villains. You got the Weather Wizard back there.
I love the Flash streak, and everyone getting punched.
You know these guys, Captain Cold and Captain Boomerang, his boomerang-themed villain. Gorilla Grodd is right up front.
Gorilla Grodd is... purple like the grape Bubble Yum. That's all I want now is Bubble Yum.
You're obsessed. Yeah,
yep.
Grodd does look strangely purple on the cover here, doesn't he?
He does.
This whole thing, the cover and the whole story inside, all drawn by Carmine Infantino.
I like his style.
Well, he was like the classic Flash artist. He drew Flash in the 50s and 60s, and then came back in the 80s to do another long run, including this one.
Spectacular.
Uncle of Jim Infantino.
Of Jim's Big Ego.
Your favorite. We have Batman number 300. This is a little older. I think this is 1978. I think this is like set in the future where it's an older Batman getting ready to retire. But again, I mostly like the ads when I open these, because look at this one. Here's an ad for Wonder Bread.
Having you to can, do with Close Encounters
yes,
of the Third Kind?
You can buy Wonder Bread, buy a loaf of bread at your local store. It's right next to the Nutella, right across the aisle. And yeah, inside the loaf of Wonder Bread, in the bag, they had Close Encounters of the Third Kind trading cards.
Wouldn't want to accidentally get some peanut butter on those.
And, you know, I remember this. I remember these cards.
In the bread.
Yes. I got a couple of these cards back in the day, I believe, from Wonder Bread.
I wouldn't have liked that. I would have been afraid I would bite into one. But look at what's on the bread in that picture.
Well, yeah, it's bizarre. These kids do not know how to make a sandwich. There's these two smiling children.
But the filling is on the outside of the sandwich.
Well, yeah, they seem to have just a single slice of Wonder Bread with both peanut butter and jelly.
Don't get me wrong, I do like a good open-faced sandwich, but I don't think peanut butter and jelly was designed for...
Yeah, they slapped both items right on top of a single slice.
It kind of looks like they've got grape bubblegum on the sandwich.
Yeah, it really looks bizarre and disgusting.
Maybe that's how they got it to stick there.
That's got to be what they did.
But they do look happy as anything
they
to be eating a sandwich that's missing its top part.
They really have a problem. But I'm pretty sure I remember getting a couple of these Close Encounters cards. Look at this one. You could win free bikes and burgers and candy bars. Compliments of Sugar Daddy candies.
Wow.
Those were disgusting. Remember those?
Wow. So Wonder Bread's got cards. And Sugar Daddy's got bikes and burgers.
All kinds of good stuff. Who has time to read a Batman story? Here's Clark Bars. I had a Clark Bar not
Zagnuts.
Long ago. Remember the Zagnut?
Yes.
All these old-timey candy bars. When I went to Connecticut to meet Kevin the Turkey, we went in that country store, and they had a bunch of, like, old-timey candy bars that you don't see around, and they had Clark bars there. I bought a Clark bar from Kevin the Turkey.
I love those stores.
All right, I got one more. And, of course, here's Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Superman number 300. This is from 1976.
And it's Superman 2001.
Yeah, they did a clever thing here. I read this today because I couldn't remember what happened in this story. The premise they did was, what if Superman arrived as a baby on Earth today, as in 1976, when this comic book came out? And so they envisioned a Superman growing up in a world of the future, all the way up through the year 2001.
What did they think?
So this is a 1976 vision of the future.
Were they on the money?
Oh, not at all. Way, way off. I think my favorite scene, though, is as you can see, here's the young baby Superman arrives on Earth, and they realize that he has X-ray vision because he can see an uncooked turkey in the other room and screams that he wants to eat the turkey. And then they say, well, no, you can't. It's not cooked yet. And then he cooks the turkey with his heat vision.
Wow.
Yeah. Some good ads in this one, though, too. You can see in the inside front cover here, this is one of the classic Hostess fruit pie ads.
Those are always good.
They did comic book style with actual comic characters. Here's the Joker, Batman villain, the Joker, and he's throwing fruit pies out the window to distract the police. That's a good plan.
Brilliant.
Yes. On the back cover is some Spalding baseball equipment. They want you to buy some baseball gloves, but let's look at the art. That's Jack Davis art from Mad Magazine.
Well, that's cool.
Very cool. But here's the best one, though. There's an ad in here for, this is 1976. It's the bicentennial year.
Mm-hmm.
We were freaking out over the bicentennial back then. Everywhere you went all year, it's just flags and patriotic junk. So here's, they just want you to send away for some patriotic t-shirts with flags and eagles and stuff. But look at these kids modeling the t-shirts. Cornflake, you're looking at Sir Todd Bridges.
That's, wow.
This is a young, pre-Different Strokes, maybe even pre-Fish, I'm not sure. But that's a young Todd Bridges just modeling t-shirts here in the middle of Superman number 300.
Nice.
How about that?
Look at that smile. I thought that was Jan Brady on the other side.
She looks a little like fake Jan.
Yeah.
She looks more like fake Jan than real Jan, but that's not even fake Jan. That's like fake Jan. You're several Jans removed at this point. I don't know who that girl is. And there's like a dopey kid in the middle.
Yeah, I couldn't place him.
Well, that's Superman number 300. So that's how DC Comics has celebrated 300 over the years. Can we learn anything from DC Comics about how we should be celebrating?
We need to be cooking a turkey with
our
eyes.
We need to cook a turkey with our heat vision. And we need Todd Bridges.
And we need some bubble yums.
And bubble yums.
Dat.
And a Clark bar. And we'll be good.
But no sugar daddies.
You know, one thing that we like to do in these kind of milestone episodes or anniversary episodes is look at our stats, our download stats. So I pulled up our stats to take a look at the massive reach of the Flopcast across the globe.
It amazes me we have listeners. It makes me so happy.
It's crazy. Well, the Flopcast has been downloaded in over 80 different countries. And I don't think I could even name 80 countries. you got Belgium. And see, I'm done. I'm out. That's
where
all I can name.
Have waffles where they might put Nutella on.
Sure. They must go through so much Nutella in Belgium. Home of the waffle.
Waffles.
Anyway, here's the top 10 countries for Flopcast downloads. Not a lot of movement since we went through this list last year. Same 10 countries are still in the top 10 as when we looked at this last year. There's been a little bit of shifting of positions, but not much. So what we have is at number one, still, is the U.S.
Not a surprise there.
Far and away, 85% of our downloads come from the U.S.
Which that makes sense.
I suppose makes sense. 85%. Number two is the U.K., once again, with 4% of our downloads.
I always think it's going to be Canada.
Well, Canada's at number three.
Okay.
Number four is China. Number five is Sweden. Six is Japan. Seven, Australia. Eight is Finland. Nine is Germany. And 10 is France. Actually, I've got 12 listed here once again. 11 is India. 12 is the Netherlands.
Nifty.
There's your top 12, for some reason. Countries for Flopcast downloads.
And we thank you.
Yeah, thanks to all our international listeners, absolutely. Now, if we zoom in on the U.S. and look at states for Flopcast downloads, not a lot of movement on this list either since last year, just a little bit. There's one new state in the top 10. So let's do this. Once again, number one is California, same as last year.
I love this, but it's not where we are.
We're not in California, but there's so many people there.
We know so many lovely people in California.
I mean, Massachusetts is at number two. Yeah, Massachusetts used to be number one, and we're Massachusetts-based, so that makes sense. But yeah, last year, California took over the top spot and have maintained it.
Wow.
Since then, California is one, Massachusetts is two, three is New York, four is Georgia. With all our DragonCon friends down there and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Five is Illinois. Six is Pennsylvania. Seven is Rhode Island. I was in Rhode Island earlier today.
Yeah?
Maybe that explains all these downloads.
Oh.
I just drove down there and downloaded the show a few thousand times just to see if I could get on the charts. No, I was buying comic books in Rhode Island today.
Oh, cool.
Number eight is Virginia. That's the new state in the top 10. Virginia came crashing into the top 10 this year, strangely.
Welcome, Virginia.
Hello. I think they kicked Connecticut out of the top 10.
Oh.
So Virginia is at number eight. Michigan is at number nine. And New Hampshire at number 10.
That's a good list.
Those are your top 10 states for Flopcast downloads. And still, we still have two states with just one download each.
North Dakota.
North Dakota and Montana. North Dakota's a tricky neighbor, Montana. One download from each of those states. So they really don't like us in the North Dakota, Montana region.
I'm determined to go out there and change that. Don't make me come out there, Montana.
All right, so that concludes Fun with Stats.
Awesome.
That really wasn't much fun at all, was it?
I'm always having fun.
That was kind of stupid and boring. But you know, why not?
I like stats.
It's episode 300. Let's relax. I'm still trying to unwind after the death show last week.
You and me both.
We missed one, by the way. One of the Sledge sisters from Sister Sledge.
I knew that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, should have been on the list. Now I can't remember her first name. One of the sisters Sledge, as in we are family, died last year, and I totally missed it. I happened to catch word of that just a couple days ago. So, oops. Our apologies to the Sledge family.
Sorry.
But I want to get in that mention right now from Sister Sledge. They were very big back in the 70s.
Yes.
And I remember them appearing on an episode of The Jeffersons also.
And that song, We Are Family, it's been used for everything and anything.
Oh, sure. Where are we? I think we got to wrap up this show. We can keep this short today, right?
Good plan.
Short show versus last week's stupid long show. A couple of plugs before we get to your plugs, okay? I was on a couple of different podcasts here on the ESO Network this past week.
Mm-hmm.
So let's point people towards The Mothership, Earth Station 1, episode 405. Wow, they're so far ahead of us.
Yeah.
They're at 405 from Earth Station 1. And
they're busy up there.
They're crazy busy at Earth Station 1, up there on the station. And the subject of Earth Station 1, episode 405, was the movies of John Waters. They've done a few shows about John Waters. I think this was the final of their series of John Waters-themed episodes. So that was a fun show. And I'm not part of the John Waters conversation because I don't know too much about John Waters.
And you probably still know more than I do.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
But Darren, though, our friend Darren from the DragonCon Report, he was on Earth Station 1 to talk some John Waters. And he knows all about John Waters. That's a fun show. But I pop up during the Con Report at the end of the show. They had me on to talk about Aresia.
Neat.
So you get kind of a condensed version of the Aresia report that we did here on the Flopcast. You can hear me talk Aresia with Mike and Mike on Earth Station 1.
Were they surprised that I found something to do in a pool?
No one's ever surprised when you find something to do in a pool. You're always in the pool. That's Earth Station 1, 405. And I was also back on Earth Station DCU.
They like you there.
I was only away for a couple of weeks, and they brought me back up, which was fun. I'm always happy to join the guys on our Earth Station DCU. Of course, well, as we demonstrated here today, we were looking at DC Comics here today, weren't we?
Yes.
And I was there on episode 82, and we're not talking comics, though. I was talking TV with them, DC TV.
Hmm.
I was up there as well as Ashley and Mike from Earth Station 1. We joined Drew and Cletus to discuss the mid-season premieres of a bunch of those crazy DC TV shows. We were talking about The Flash and Arrow and Supergirl. Supergirl is very excited about because they finally brought in Streaky, which was Supergirl's cat. I've been waiting 3 seasons.
You've been waiting 3 seasons for Streaky?
Where's Streaky? Streaky finally showed up on Supergirl.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, so I made a point of screaming about Streaky the Super Cat on Earth Station DCU. And also we're talking about Black Lightning. A new series just started, Black Lightning. So check out Earth Station DCU, episode 82, and all the fine shows here on the ESO Network, of course. Meanwhile, let's wrap up this fine show, Cornflake.
All right. Let's talk about the internet for a moment, because that's where you can find us between shows on flopcast.net. Our Twitter handle is @flopcast. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/flopcast. And we're on Instagram, _flopcast.
Yes, and Cornflake, we did it. 300 episodes. Good job.
Is there anything more we can do with that number, 300?
I can't believe how many things we've done with it already.
How many tweets has the Flopcast ever sent out?
Wait, let me check. Some typing sound effects.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, what do you know? It's exactly 300 times we've posted to Twitter. All right, Cornflake, congratulations and, you know, whatever.
Yep.
I guess we're going to keep doing this. We'll see you next week.
Peace and cookies.
Are you looking for a podcast that's a little bit out of the ordinary, a little bit crazy, and a little bit on the rambunctious side? Well, if I got something for you, it's called Vitamin Geek Podcast. My name's Corey Keelan. I'm the host and creator of Vitamin Geek Podcast, and I'm here to invite you to listen to my show. Each episode, I'm coming to you with whatever I think is important at the time. Maybe it's a new movie, maybe it's a comic book, maybe it's horror, maybe it's drag queens, who knows? I love to talk, and I'd just love to get you guys involved in the conversation. I invite you all to check out my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/vitamingeekpodcast. I would love to hear your feedback. So please join me and check us out here, Vitamin Geek Podcast, here on the ESO Network.
Welcome to the Secret After Show.
And we're hanging out.
This is not the 300th Secret After Show.
Nope.
We've only done, what, 5, 6 of these?
Yep.
It's relatively young. Should we celebrate separately the milestone editions of the after show?
Yeah.
Do we have to start numbering these separately? It's going to get complicated.
It's going to get weird pretty quick.
Should we pop these Nutellas open right here on the after show?
Right, because by the time people are listening to this, it's going to be around February 5th.
I'm reading the fine print on this Nutella now. It's Nutella and go.
Yeah. I wonder what go tastes
like. That's weird. Nutella and go. I guess this is for when you're on the run, on the move.
Yeah.
You don't have time for your home-based giant jar of Nutella. You just need the little travel-sized edition. It says, for best results, do not refrigerate. These haven't been refrigerated, have they?
No.
Okay. Well, these don't keep for very long. It says best by February 21st, 2018.
Look at that.
Wow, the clock's ticking on this Nutella.
I guess.
Did they make these like 18 years ago and we're just getting to them now?
I'm not sure.
Usually little sealed up packs like this, they're good for...
Forever.
Forever. This does not have much of a shelf life, which is not necessarily a problem, but good to know. You don't want to just stick this on a shelf and think, I'll get to that someday. Because then it's too late and then you're going to die.
Yeah, then you have old snacks.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek. Classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at ESONetwork.com.